Dr. Pensky dictating email IME on February 25 regarding Robert Hilton, H-I-L-T-L-N. Robert Hilton is a 63-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 12-13-19. Apparently states approximately 60 pounds of patio doors fell on him and landed on top of him. Period. He states he was hit from behind on the head but did not experience loss of consciousness. Period. He then fell to the ground in a seated position. Period. This involved him slamming the back of his head and neck against a third door. But as a result, he believes he injured his knees, lower back, and neck, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He understands his final diagnosis to be, quote, permanent disablement, period, end quote. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment, period. The paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Hilton alleged doors fell on him, causing injuries to both knees, thighs, hips, neck, and back. Treatment records show he underwent MRIs of the MRI of the lumbar spine on 2/11/20 at the referral of Dr. Woods, W-O-O-D-S, period. We will insert that report, period. New paragraph, the petitioner then was seen by Dr. Chanik, C-H-A-N-N-I-C-K, for bilateral knee pain, period. His right prosthetic limb was still not, scratch that, no, that's right, his right prosthetic limb is still not fitting right, but his residual limb extending to the bottom of the socket was causing pain when he stood and walked, period. He has been taking tizanidine and Lyrica, period. Dr. Chanik rendered diagnoses of bilateral primary osteoarthritis of the knees. Period. They were going to continue to work with the prosthetist to work on the prosthetic fit. Period. A course of physical therapy was also ordered. Period. Dr. Chanik wanted him to continue working sedentary duty only. Period. He elicited a past medical history of hypertension, high cholesterol, hypothyroidism, sleep apnea, heart disease, and heart disease. Period. Mr. Hilton was then seen again by Dr. Woods on 9/3/20. Period. He wrote, since the last visit, Mr. Hilton was in the process of having his new prosthetics adjusted, but he will need to have the right one remade. Period. He continued to experience pain across the low back at the waistline, extending into the right buttock. Period. Occasionally, he experiences pain along the lateral aspect of the right thigh. Period. He had completed a therapy evaluation. Period. Dr. Woods wrote, his back pain continues to be exacerbated by his ill-fitting prosthesis. Period. He was taking tramadol and tizanidine, which helped him some. Period. He wanted to hold off on injection until physical therapy was completed. Period. Dr. Woods issued additional diagnoses, this time of lumbar sprain, lumbar radiculopathy, and intervertebral disc displacement in the lumbar region. Period. He was not referred for additional diagnostic imaging at that time. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Woods and Dr. Chanik over the ensuing months. Period. He underwent cervical spine MRI on 11/21/20, to be inserted. Period. He returned to Dr. Woods on 12-8-20 to review these results. Period. He also related undergoing a lumbar epidural injection with no significant benefit. Period. Dr. Woods wrote he had neck pain secondary to cervical spondylosis, previously asymptomatic, but exacerbated by a fall with overlying myofascial component. Period. He had not had any therapy for this. Period. He was also status post bilateral below the knee amputation and right transtibial amputation that was congenital, as well as neuropathic pain on Lyrica and antiplatelet therapy on Plavix. Period. NSAIDs were contraindicated. Period. New paragraph on 12-23-20, Dr. Armstrong performed a sacroiliac joint injection. Period. He was treated at the Bacharach Institute on the dates described. Period. On 1-5-21, Mr. Hilton reported no benefit from the bilateral sacroiliac joint injections. Period. On this visit, Dr. Woods deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement for non-surgical treatment on the lumbar spine. Period. They also discussed radiofrequency ablation in the cervical spine. Period. He continued to treat with this orthopedic group through 6-1-21. Period. At that juncture, Dr. Woods wrote he needed a permanent disability for current job duties. Period. He could work in the light work category with 15 to 20 pound weight restriction or sedentary duty. Period. He was going to follow up as needed. Period. He referenced the results of a functional capacity evaluation in which he demonstrated the ability to perform 54.5% of the physical demands of his job as a sales specialist / mill work. Period. In paragraph on 10-14-21, Dr. Daniel Cataldo performed a spine surgical evaluation. Period. He noted the course of treatment to date, including physical therapy and injection treatment. Period. Dr. Cataldo wrote he was having low back pain and bilateral buttock pain. Period. On MRI, he had multi-level disc bulging and a shallow right-sided protrusion at L4-5. Period. He had all appropriate conservative treatment, including medications, therapy, and epidural steroid injections. Brady concluded there was no indication for surgical intervention at that time, but recommended the patient continue with a home exercise program. Brady was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement from an orthopedic spine surgical standpoint as of that day. Period. The paragraph prior records show Mr. Hilton, in fact, underwent an EMG on 3-23-16. Period. This was read as abnormal, identifying left distal sensory axonal median neuropathy at the wrist, parentheses carpal tunnel syndrome, close parentheses, and left ulnar neuropathy. Period. Next section, physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal within the constraints of wearing a mask. Neurologic, normal. Extremities, upper. He had a fleshy deformity of the right upper extremity with an amputation at the level of the intercubital crease. Well, three and a half inches from the intercubital crease. Paired right shoulder abduction was 155 degrees, but was otherwise full. Paired right elbow flexion lacked 40 degrees, but motion was otherwise full. Paired due to his amputation, assessment of the right wrist and fingers was impossible to perform. Paired range of motion of the left shoulder, elbow, wrist, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing could also not be performed on the right except for elbow and shoulder resistance, which both were 5/5. Paired these were also 5/5 in the left upper extremity. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrist, elbows, there was positive. Then all signs of the left elbow medial epicondyle, which was negative on the right. Paired. Then all signs at the left wrist elicited a tingling sensation in his long finger and wrist, but this was negative on the right. Extremities lower inspection revealed bilateral amputation below the knee with prosthetics. Paired, there was a 2.5-inch scar on the left medial lower thigh. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4/-5 for resisted left hamstring strength. Period. Right hamstring and bilateral quad strength was 5/5. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers at the hips were negative. Spine cervical active extension was to 25 degrees and flexion 10 degrees. Comma rotation right 20 degrees and left 30 degrees. Comma was side bending right 20 degrees and left to 10 degrees. Pretty was tender with left suboccipital musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Thoracic normal, umbilical hemiplegia with a broad gait. Pretty was unable to walk on his heels or toes. Pretty changed position slowly and was unable to squat. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 15 degrees. Pretty indicated he stopped due to fear of falling. Period extension as well as bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. And then the supine straight leg raise maneuvers will be deferred, but the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 12/13/19, Robert Hilton was struck by doors that fell on him at work. Period. He did not experience loss of consciousness and did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He evidently came under the care of Dr. Woods, who had him undergo a lumbar MRI and 211-20 to be inserted here. Paired in paragraph, he then followed up with Dr. Woods and Dr. Chanik. Paired physical therapy was rendered, as were injections without significant relief. Paired, he later underwent a cervical spine MRI and 11-21-20 to be inserted. Paired, it was determined that he did not have surgical indications and reached maximum medical improvement. Paired, Mr. Hilton previously underwent electrodiagnostic testing of the upper extremities that will be inserted here from 3/23/16. Period. It is notable that he has amputations involving three limbs that were in place before the subject event. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found he was neurologically intact. Period. He had decreased active range of motion about the cervical and lumbar spine, the latter of which was due to fear of falling. Period. Seated straight leg raise maneuvers were negative bilaterally for low back or radicular symptoms. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers at the hips were negative. Period. New paragraph. Relative to the subject event, there is 0% permanent partial disability at the knees comma thighs, comma or hips, period. There is 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine, regardless of cause, period. There is 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine, regardless of cause, period. It is evident that Mr. Hilton had pre-existing degenerative abnormalities throughout his spine, period. He also had symptoms in the back that were deemed at one point secondary to improper fitting prosthetics, contributing to alteration in gait mechanics for several months. This opinion was given by Dr. Woods, period. And that is the end.